Welcome to First Nation Ministries. Today we're bringing you a classic broadcast from our founder, Reverend Don Klein.
I love to tell the story.
This is the voice of First Nation Ministries, dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Indian tribes of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Now here's the director of First Nation Ministries, Reverend Don Klein.
Hello there, neighbor. God bless you, dear people that are picking up this broadcast over on KGLE in Montana. I've been telling the folks and rejoicing out here this week about the things God's doing and assuring them that we're up and at it. And we feel that by far the biggest contribution that First Nation Ministries can make to the salvation, the effort of winning Indians to Jesus Christ, is to help those that are out there doing something. It's always a thrill to go out there and do it ourselves, but it limits the amount of effort that we can, the amount of lives that can be reached, souls that can be reached, when there's people out there that are doing a good job on several different reservations and on different levels. Some are out there appealing to, of course they preach to everybody, but the thrust of it is to traditional Indians, and they use traditional methods, and that's good. And the others of it is they're pretty much like they're preaching to a white congregation, and that's good because there's a lot of educated Indians, but there's a lot of them that aren't. They're the least educated and lowest educational level on the average of any segment of our society. And how to do it? That's always a question. And they'll say, well, why don't you send them money? It'd be more effective. Let them buy it back there and haul it. Well, in the first place, people donate the food, and they donate money, but we have found that if you give money, that it always doesn't go, and many, many, many times, you've got to face the fact that alcohol is a real problem on these reservations, and now drugs are a problem. And I'll never forget my early experiences. I remember feeling definitely led to go to minister to a house, and I went there and I knocked on that Indian door, and a little woman came to the door, a little Indian woman, and there was two little children with her, and I said, I'm Don Klein, and I'm a missionary, and I sang my little old sales pitch to him at the door, and I said, can I talk to you about Jesus? She said, come in. Come in. And she began to cry. And she said, children, this man brought us food. And they were so excited. And then they told me the story. Their daddy had gotten the little allotment check that came from the tribe. Now, neighbor, the government don't give them a bunch of Indian. They don't get a pension or do you get money because you're an Indian. You get money from Indian money. That's oil or coal or timber or tribal things that white men are buying, hooking the Indians out of their eye teeth. Pardon my old hillbilly way, but that's a fact of the case. The Peabody Coal Company owns most of the coal on the Navajo Reservation, and they're white men that are making millions. And that's the way it's been. And so I've learned out there to do the most good to the Indians, and I gave him the food, she told me that he'd taken the little old allotment check and had gone to town, and as he generally did, and bought booze. And the family just got along, and they were destitute. And I gave him that food, and she cried, and the little girls were sobbing, and one of them came over to me and put her little old hand up on my hip, and I reached my arm down around her little shoulders and looked down into those beautiful, big, tear-filled brown Indian eyes, and she looked up, and I began to weep. And she said, Mister, I love you. Neighbor, I wept, and I said, honey, I love you. Neighbor, I'm not telling others how to do it, but I feel that it's more effective to give them the food than to hand them some money and say, now I want to tell you about Jesus. And if they're hungry, feed them. And if God tells you to give them money, you mind God and I'll mind God and we won't fuss about it. There are different methods, but we're helping. And God's given us the opportunity to help in a new way through others. And some of them are appealing directly. We got a new man on the hooked up. We're on his team or he's on ours, but we're working together and the help's all coming from us. And we're so glad we can be a blessing to Marshall Tall Eagle and his wife, Loretta White Sparrow. And they're going to reservations with their Tall Eagle Ministries. And that boy, an Apache, and he wasn't raised on the Apache reservation, but on an Indian reservation, and he's reaching out. He served two hitches in Vietnam. He's been in the white man's world. He's been a member of worked with the FBI. He's been a lawman. And now, the last few years, he's been going under his ministry, and he's having a very good result. And he needs somebody to haul a load of food over to Lame Deer, Montana. And he don't have any way to do it. And what a blessing. We're just hauling everything that we can haul. We get the stuff to haul, but to have the money to do it. And we can only do it. And here's one more trip. And his organization will pick up the cost. And we're not saying, well, it's going to cost a lot of money. We're just letting him pay the fuel. And for the driver, and we give the driver $10 an hour, a maximum of 8 hours in any one day. We're tightwads, but that's the best we can do. And we've got drivers, and some of them drive for nothing as they can, and some do it all the time, and we're so thankful. But we'll be taking a big load over there. And then we're so glad for Charles Garcia on the partial North Dakota Fort Berthold Reservation. And he contacted us, and he's got a ministry going back there. And he belongs to kind of an association of Indian missionaries across that area of the United States. And they use the First Nations, and I didn't catch or forgot what the rest of it was, but he looked on the web and he saw First Nation Ministries, and he said, I saw a picture of an old guy in a cowboy hat and boots, and I got interested and I began to read it and I got excited. Can you help us? And I said, yes, we can. Dear people, that'd be a wonderful place for you people down there in Montana, and that big semi-load, it'll all end up right over there in North Dakota, and more churches in North Dakota that are helping on that load in the Montana, but together we'll get it over there right to an Indian helping Indians. Couldn't be better. And I'm so thankful for Brother Ron Mell and his Radio Heart of the Word program and his ministry, Compassion Ministry, to white people or anyone else that'll listen. But he got interested in us because his daddy was, and he's helping in a big way, and we're so glad for that. And then, of course, we've got Kate Kendall and Cecilia Spotted Bear and Cindy Antelope and Ken Azure and the others that we're helping and sending a little money to some of them if we can, and it makes a difference. It keeps them going, and the wheels are rolling, and we're just praising God. Neighbor, little is much when God is in it. And we've been tied up and hindered a bit by some things that are beyond our control out here, and I'm not going to get into it. I'm praying God to straighten it out and get it out of the way, and so we don't even have to spend time, let alone spend any money justifying what we're doing. So God bless you, neighbor. Thank you for being on the team. And I hope that you will just get involved more and more. And You'll be hearing more of it as we go along, and I see an end to it. I believe God's working. He said that he would handle it, and I believe he's doing it. And then we've got some bright tomorrows. If Jesus tarries, we'll have a very effective ministry yet before God calls this old man home, and he'll put somebody in the place that'll keep it on course. I thank God for Bob King and Leon Hansen, for Jeff Phipps and Les and Shirley, Jeff's dad and mom. We're working together, and I thank God for that daughter of mine that putting everything of her effort. It's been such a blessing. And you teammates, with your prayers and your giving, it's gaining momentum. It's getting bigger. And if you're not on the team, I want to urge you, drop us a line. Get in on the news. Get the newsletters. And if you don't like it, why, just let us know. Because we don't want to waste a stamp if you don't want it. But if you'll read it and look at the pictures, we're doing exactly what we say we do. And there's no hidden use of money or anything of the kind. Our books are open.
Thank you for listening to this classic First Nation Ministries broadcast with our founder, Reverend Don Klein, where our goal is to reach out to the Native American tribes throughout the country and share Jesus Christ with them. We do it through an act of love by providing much-needed food, clothing, bedding, and just those basic things they simply don't have. You can help us by donating those basic necessities to First Nation that would in turn be driven and delivered to our Native brothers and sisters. God made it clear to our founder, Don Klein, many years ago to reach out to these hurting people, and we want to continue that vision to take the powerful message of Christ to our Native American family. Thank you so much. Please write for the First Nation Ministries newsletter and help us continue to reach the Indian tribes with the message of Jesus Christ through your prayers and financial gifts. Write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can also call us at 503-408-2391. That's 503-408-2391. Or visit our website, firstnationministries.org.